When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
And welcome everyone to another edition of Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Galante, radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic, Jake Chapman. And this is our crossover podcast. That's right, a combination of Magic Pod Squad and also Mostly Magic, which is hosted by Jake Chapman. David Steele, Jeff Turner, still on All-Star break, as they should be, doing yeoman's work. They've traveled every game this year. Jake, does it ever get old being called the radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic? Has that sunk in yet, my friend?
It's sunk
because
in, but...
Because it's one of the 19 things that you do, by the way.
It is. Yeah, I don't know. I think my title is technically just radio broadcaster, which I guess is It's kind of a nice catch-all. I don't refer to myself as radio broadcaster when I tell people what I do. I do say that I'm the radio play-by-play voice. It has sunk in, Dante. I think probably game four, it had already sunk in because of what you said. There was a lot going on earlier on in the season. So it has certainly sunk in, but it doesn't get old. That's for sure. I don't think it'll ever get old hearing that. And over All-Star weekend, we had baby showers and stuff like that. So basically everybody, I would say that first. I would say, hi, I'm the radio play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic, Jake. Like the name comes after the title.
Gotcha. I like that. Well, I want to get into all of our All-Star plans. We'll recap everybody. We're going to recap All-Star weekend, kind of and then preview the final 23 games of the season, what lies ahead for this Orlando Magic, some minor transactions that took place. George has a lot more on his plate. We'll have more on that coming out down the line too, by the way, myself and George, with what we've been dealing with former players, and it's been fun catching up with all of them as well. But George, as a seasoned veteran that understands the importance of shutting it down during All-Star weekend, did you get a chance to do that? What did your All-Star break consist of?
I did. The best part was is that I was not on the trip either before the All-Star break. So ooh. I still was doing work for the two games, you know, the Chicago game and the Toronto game before the break. But I this is my first day in the office in about 10 days.
Stay on the whole time, by the way?
Yes, it does.
It does. I can vouch for that. It does.
Do they still have bulbs? Like, do the bulbs burn out? Is that how this works?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, at some point they'll probably have to replace that. But no, it's like I've told you guys before, when I was younger and you know, and single, and they said, hey, do you want to go to All-Star Weekend? I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Fantastic. Like,
yeah, let's do it.
Couldn't think of anything else I'd want to do. And then after you go to two or three,
yep.
You know, me being not the brightest, it took me three
to realize that
the rest of the office, and this is at a time too when the All-Star break was not what it is today. I mean, today it's 8 days, 9 days, everybody gets, you know, a day or two before the weekend starts, and then they get 3 days after. Like, this is the days where we played on a Wednesday, you left on Thursday to get there for Friday. You come back after the game on Sunday night, and then you're playing again on Tuesday. Like, that was when, and then you realize that the entire office is shut down. No emails, no phone calls. That you come back from All-Star Weekend, you're completely disheveled.
Well, that happens on road games and anytime after 6 o'clock anyway.
That's true. But then it really irks you when, or at least it irked me when I would walk back into the office. Everybody's like, no bags under their eyes. Maybe they got a little suntan because they've been
on the beach
for 3 days. Meanwhile, my rear end is running around chasing Tracy McGrady 70 ways, to Sunday
in Minneapolis.
And then you got to get right back at it. And so I told Joel Glass a long time ago that if I ever get sent to All-Star Weekend again, like, that's a punishment. I'm considering that. No offense to anybody that goes, like Trish Wingerson now goes on our behalf.
Sure.
Does a great job. But I really enjoy when there's that break in the calendar and you don't see any blue or white squares on the calendar. Because that's what we go by, right, guys? Like,
it's heaven.
Well,
it's a phenomenal thing for fans, and I don't know if any sport does its All-Star Weekend better than the NBA. It's phenomenal for everyone who's involved on the player front, but yeah, it can be a lot for staff, and especially you're traveling during the year anyway, right? So that's that certainly adds its own challenges. I'm going to let you know what I did during the break.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
I want to hear from Jake first, because Jake has a little one on the way, right, shortly after the season's over, because we'll get to that first round of the postseason. And if we don't get to the second round, you know, then it's baby time for Jake Chapman, right? Right around the middle of May there for him, right? So what was your All-Star break like, Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, because baby time has not started yet. I've not done any preparations.
No, not yet.
I had so Thursday night was a virtual shower with the family members, my family members from around the country, mostly Cleveland and Philadelphia, chimed in. And some of them haven't even met Kelly yet. And so that was very interesting. Some of the cousins and things like that. And so that was a very nice experience. And then Saturday was the actual baby shower that, you know, so much work went into it. It's her shower, and yet she is very heavily involved in it, and it's a stressor and a lot of work for her.
Oh, yeah.
I was like sitting there going, no, let them do it. No, let your friends do it. No, you know, but it always ends up being. So it was kind of a big hurdle to get over. It was lovely. My sister, my mom, and my niece flew in from Cleveland and Philadelphia for it, and they flew out on Monday. So then on Sunday, we had a nice beach pool day. Kelly and I went yesterday to the beach and kind of wrapped up the vacation, or at least the couple days off, with a nice, relaxing beach day in New Smyrna. So
good,
it was fantastic.
You.
It was really, really nice. We're only doing an audio version of this, but I'm sitting here in my quote unquote office at my house, and I am surrounded by stuff, by diapers, by clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is and we
and that doesn't go away after the baby comes.
It doesn't.
Now let George and I know, because it's been a while for us with our kids. What do you ask for now at these showers? What are the hot items now?
Cash, Jake. Go straight cash.
Just straight cash, homie.
Gold hard money. Gold hard money, Jake.
Surprisingly enough, we didn't get any cash. I didn't know what that was about. I suppose that's more of a wedding shower thing.
Interesting.
We got a lot of diapers. But the big ones are, obviously, you need the car seat and the base.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And then you need the high chair. It was a big one. We got the high chair.
Good.
We got two different monitors to kind of check it out. One of these ones, it's got like artificial intelligence, and it does like sleep schedule of the baby and reports it on the phone. So there is, yes. I mean,
you can just put that right in the trash can. Sleep schedule for the baby.
The sleep schedule for the baby. But it tells you, you know.
Right in the trash can.
Exactly. I mean, it's an app, so I don't know if that's possible.
Thanks, Nana.
Keep the alarm, keep the monitor, because you'll want to keep an eye on it.
And I think you can press a button where it gives it like soothing sounds, or you can change the different types of like white noise and stuff like that. This is going to sound like a weird transition, but when I got a dog, I realized how much money is made off of pet owners. Like,
yes,
I don't think you ever sort of register, unless you own one, how much crap there is associated with it. And it's 10 times, 20 times more. I mean, accumulating the amount of stuff that you need to bring a baby into this world is such an undertaking.
Yes.
So good for you, man. Space has been the big thing. I've just been trying to figure out where to put all this stuff, but it was a lot of fun, and we felt the love for sure.
On your first road trip and jam that car full, every conceivable thing you got in that room right now. Okay, well, that's awesome, Jake. Congrats, man. Congrats to you. And I know we're all excited for you with your journey. We went skiing.
Can I tell you guys something real fast? Can I do something real fast?
Yes, yes.
So maybe we'll edit this out, maybe not.
Careful.
We played baby bingo as we were unwrapping the gifts, right?
Okay.
And there was a woman at the shower who I did not know very well. She's a friend of my girlfriend's, obviously. And this is what she filled out on her baby bingo card. And it says, what you should get is an engagement ring. And then she came up and very, very intimidatingly handed it to me at the end of the shower.
Wow.
I was like, wow. That
you say,
is
nice, to, nice to meet you. Take it easy.
Nice to meet you. Okay. Well, there you go. Allegedly, we won't use real names, but allegedly.
little edge towards the end of the shower.
I don't know what to do with that one. Well, it wouldn't be proper family get together if there wasn't some sort of angst somewhere from somebody, right?
Well put.
You can't have everyone together and have it all go perfectly.
No. Very well put.
No. Well, that's so. Fantastic.
But I'm saving this one. I'm going to frame it.
Well, you're on the clock now, I guess, is what we're all finding out. You're certainly on the clock. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. We got out of town. We went up to Pennsylvania, went skiing. We were going to go to Colorado or Utah. Whole world converged on Utah, so we thought probably that's not a great idea. And we saw the prices for Colorado, and we said we don't need to go there. Right?
Nope.
You've done that, George. Don't need to go there. So we skipped up, went to Pennsylvania, Camelback Resort. Perfect. Great. None of them had skied before, my wife and my daughters. So we did that. Then we had the brilliant idea. My youngest daughter turned 8 on Monday. We had the idea that we would surprise the girls with a new dog. We did it.
Look at you. Yesterday, we did it.
We went down and picked up the dog. He's clawing at the door right now. I know how you guys feel about that when you're doing your podcast. Yep, little Baxter. And I still have no idea what kind of dog it is. It's a combination of a couple different dogs. But anyway, it's awesome. The thing is really cool. It's 7 months old, so it's a little puppy. Sleeps in the crate, the whole deal. But I gotta ask you guys this: the woman who gave it to us, phenomenal lady, just realizes, you know what, a puppy is too much for me. Wanted it to go to a good home. We got mutual friends that put us in touch. Stars aligned. It was awesome. She said, "You can't change the name." I didn't know what to make of that. I mean, it's 7 months old, can't change. We like the name. The name is written on all the stuff. Gave us the toys, paid $2,000 for the dog.
Oh, man.
Above and beyond, did everything. So out of respect and gratitude for what she's done, we will not. But can you not change the name?
It depends on how much money you pay for it. Once you get over the $1,000 threshold, you can call that thing whatever you want.
We didn't pay anything.
You didn't pay anything. I thought you said you paid $2,000.
She did. She paid $2,000 for the dog.
And then you have to honor her wishes.
Are we ever going to see her again? Are we ever going to see this woman again?
We will. She will be a part of our lives again.
Then that's also part of the equation. Because if you're never going to see her again, you can do whatever the hell you want, I would think.
See, but Baxter's a great name. It gives you the Anchorman tie. It's a great dog name.
I wanted Brady, but anyway,
Baxter sounds better.
We'll go with that.
Just wait till he eats a wheel of cheese.
I can't wait for that. I won't even be mad. All right. Well, I hope everybody had a good All-Star break. All Magic fans. One thing I do know is Magic fans are ready for the start of the second half of the season, unofficial second half of the season. A lot of time to go without basketball. You can't consider the All-Star game itself basketball, right? Because that's it. We will have not played for 8 days by the time of this recording Wednesday. The Magic won't play again until Thursday. So quick recap, we're now 4 days past it. I don't think we need to get into much from All-Star Weekend other than I'll let you guys go with whatever thoughts you might have from All-Star Weekend. But my thought, pretty cool. Even though Franz Wagner did not score in the rookies in the Rising Stars game, Paolo Banchero, 9 points in the first game, 4 points in the championship game. His team wins. Team Pau Gasol, MVP goes to Jose Alvarado. Pretty cool to on a national stage to see the Magic well represented, I thought, with Paolo and Franz Wagner.
I think it was just important that, that they're there again. Yep. Anytime that they can experience any part of the weekend, to surround yourself with, you know, you want the best of the best, right? Like you're even if you're in the Rising Stars game, those are the best of the, you know, the fresh rookies and sophomores. It's always good to have representation there at the weekend. It's great for Franz and Paolo that not only were they obviously selected to the Rising Stars game, but they were the first two guys chosen. Picked by, you know, so that should show league and the basketball world, you know, that these guys are, you know, up and coming stars in their own right. They probably both have aspirations to play on Sunday. I think if you ask any of those guys that compete on Friday and on Saturday that are not involved with the main event, which is Sunday, you know, that's the goal for all of them. So they can see what it takes. They can kind of rub elbows with the best of the best of the best, current and past. I mean, that's the beauty. That is the one cool thing of All-Star Weekend for those that have absolutely never been, is you have the stars of today, right? The Luka Doncic's, LeBron James. And then you turn to your left and Julius Erving is there and Tracy McGrady is there, Carmelo Anthony, you know, it. And that's the way it's been for forever. The league just converges on this one day. So it's great that Paolo got to experience for the first time All-Star Weekend. And it's great that Franz got to go back another time, no matter how they did in any of their competitions.
Yeah, I think, Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah and Deron Williams and having those guys just around, I think there's a whole lot of kind of osmosis that can happen, that can work positively. And like George said, like, you know, just the elbow rubbing with the greats, that's awesome. And that's all very, very valuable. And then I also think, you know, I think we all expect those two guys to be playing on Sundays in the Sunday game.
Yes,
very, very soon at some point. Easy.
And
I mean, they're going to come.
And so do they. They said that too, which is great. I love that mentality.
They're coming out of this with 23 very important basketball games in front of them. And so the idea of figuring out how to pace yourself over the course of the weekend, you know, I kind of like that they're easing their way into taking part in All-Star Weekend. And then hopefully next year they do play on Sunday. But you think about it, and we were just talking about this, you know, and what did Lucas say? I think they asked him on Saturday what he's most looking forward to. And he said, Monday when I'm in Mexico, right? Like,
yeah, right.
Figuring out a way to grab that R&R wherever you can over the course of a very busy 5-6 days is really, really important when you're making a playoff push. And then, I mean, we fully expect Paolo and Franz to be taking part in some capacity in these weekends moving forward. And so I think I kind of like the idea that you play the Rising Stars now twice for Franz and the first time for Paolo.
Yes.
And you figure out a way to kind of dip your toes into All-Star Weekend, but still grab that rest and relaxation and come out ready to go for the final push.
I still think Jalen Suggs should have been there, should have been a part
of
it. But I understand the game's missed. And you got to reward the guys that are able to stay on the floor, certainly. But I think he's playing well enough, and he deserved to be there. And we'll all feel that he should have been there had he just been able to stay a little healthier.
Yeah, I think he's playing well now, right, guys? Like he's been phenomenal the last couple of weeks, you know. But the problem for him to get to the Rising Stars is it doesn't just take these 2 weeks before; it takes the whole body of work. And
correct.
He had too many games missed and not, you know, not enough time to get in there.
The ironic part is you look at what Jose Alvarado did, and like we've got our own souped up version of Jose Alvarado. If you got Jalen Suggs loose in that game on Friday night, he would have had a handful of steals and potentially a game winner. But so that was my favorite part about the whole game, and maybe even the entire weekend, was Jose Alvarado experience.
Yeah, I'm
not
a fan.
You know me well enough, both of you guys do, to know that I'm a Jose Alvarado type of guy, and that's fun. I like seeing guys like that kind of get their shine on a Friday night.
You also would have liked to have seen Luka, Jokic, and Embiid on the same team, because you kind of like the slightly portlier guys, and I think you would like to have seen them all on the same team. I think you would have. I think you would have enjoyed. That was the other thing I thought of when I was watching the draft. And not, you know what I mean.
I don't know if I've ever heard it phrased that way. That's the perfect way to describe what appeals to me in an NBA player: a slightly portlier guy.
That's right. Obviously phenomenal athletes and in terrific shape, but just a little bit different than what you typically see. Hey, George, last thought on this.
Yep.
As a PR guy and myself as someone that has to ask these questions, the media portion of NBA All-Star Weekend, the insanity that is that, trying to get close to these superstars, trying to get a microphone in there, and then to have somebody ask Jabari Smith Jr. if he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one, right? And he said, yeah, he absolutely would beat 60-year-old Michael Jordan because he's 60. Do we need that? Do we need the media portion of NBA All-Star Weekend?
I mean, you have media from all over the world at All-Star Weekend. It's other than the finals, it's the biggest event that the league, you know, has out there. And yes, you need to have the media. You don't need to have dumb questions.
Okay.
Dumb questions never have a place, but
let me ask you guys a question. Not then, when do the dumb questions get asked? Because there needs to be a forum for dumb questions.
Tomorrow before we play Detroit, you can have a dumb off.
Feel free to throw in a couple of dumb questions there.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll wrap up the session right away.
Any team, their first game back after All-Star break. You can have any questions.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Magic got 23 games left here remaining in the season, but a couple of transactions were made, a couple of new additions, a roster move. Congrats to Admiral Schofield and Goga Bitadze. We'll get into that. But some departures, guys, and I know this is the part of the business that's never easy. And the Magic saying goodbye to Terrence Ross, RJ Hampton, and Mo Bamba here recently. And I don't know that any of them are surprises. I think that we probably could see the writing on the wall with a lot of these guys. They were out of the rotation, weren't playing. But a guy like Terrence Ross, George, we've been around long enough, and Jake, you too, and in different organizations to kind of see this happen. A guy that kind of the best part of his NBA career arguably was right here in Central Florida. We got to see all 7 years of Terrence Ross. We got to see him become the Human Torch. We got to see him be a part of this team getting back to the playoffs. We got to see him have a lot of success. And you knew it was probably going to happen the last couple of years once they moved on from Vooch and Evan and Aaron Gordon. But he was a phenomenal veteran for this team. He had some big moments. And I know we're all appreciative of the time we had with Terrence, and we wish him nothing but the best.
The crazy thing was was realizing that he had been here for 7 years. I did not think it had been that long. And I don't know why. Obviously, I've been here the whole 7 years he was here and then some. And when I was writing up the press release, which I, you know, I looked at it in 7 years. I'm like, there's no way Terrence Ross was here for 7 years, but he was. And you're right. Like he was a big part of, you know, that one little group that got us back to the playoffs for a couple of years. He was a very, very key component in those teams. I think he embraced the role. You know, he was not used to being the sixth man when he got here from Toronto, and Steve Clifford put him in that position, and he thrived and he excelled and he embraced it, and he embraced the Human Torch. He embraced everything about living in Orlando and Central Florida. And I think you saw in all his social media posts and his goodbyes to Magic fans that, you know, he doesn't plan on, you know, just like a lot of guys when they come here, right? They come and they experience Orlando and the people and everything in the Central Florida community. And they say, well, this is my home now. Like when I'm done, I'm coming back to Orlando. I think Terrence, you know, he fits very well on that Phoenix Suns team. I think he's going to give them a lift. I think he's going to help them make this push in the Western Conference playoffs. And obviously we wish nothing but the best to him and to Mo and to RJ too. It's like you said, it's never easy saying goodbye to any of these guys because you get to know them. But you wish them well, you know, for every other game when they're playing, except for when they're playing the Magic.
Well, Mo Bamba, 5 years with the Orlando Magic, it just never quite panned out. You know, you could see that the talent was tantalizing at times, and that could be just a case of just change of scenery. He gets to go to another team and maybe get a fresh start. And credit to Jeff Weltman and John Hammond for kind of sending all these guys, you know, or allowing this to all happen, to go to desirable locations. Could have got a couple of second rounders probably for Terrence Ross and send him to a team that's not a contender. You know, could have maybe traded Mo Bamba to a less desirable situation to get more. But I think that speaks volumes for future free agents that you allowed these guys to go to. You sent Booch, Evan, Gordon into great situations, right? So doing right by the player, I think, is going to speak volumes for this front office and the way they handle things. It didn't work out with Mo Bamba. You could see it with RJ Hampton. Kind of the writing was on the wall. RJ Hampton, 3 seasons, he hadn't played but 2 games since the beginning of January. So you kind of knew that might be where that was headed. But, you know, the talent's there. If he goes to Detroit, you wish him nothing but the best. Ironically, see him tomorrow here potentially with a new uniform. But, Jake, as we kind of get your thoughts on all this stuff, you know, is Terrence Ross arguably the best bench player in Magic history? Arguably, when you talk about just bench, right, guys that were kind of bench players, sixth men. Yeah, Daryl did it for a while. Dennis Scott did it for a while. But those guys primarily really starters in their Magic careers. You might argue that he, you know, when you add up all the numbers, he might have been the best bench player we had.
Yeah, consistently, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy who has who filled that role, that sort of microwave heat up role, and did it well, also did it, you know, on playoff teams. Daryl wins sixth man, so I think he's got to be in the conversation. I'm trying to think of who you would call the sixth man from the Dwight teams. You know, JJ came off the bench for a couple years.
You had a number.
Gortat as your backup Ryan center. Anderson for a while. Ryan, right? But it's hard to argue just with the production. And the other thing is this, like, and Dante, you and I talked about this on Drive Time. Mo and RJ are in situations now where they're getting like another opportunity, and they have expectations that are pretty low. They're sort of getting another shot at it. Terrence comes in with a proven track record, and you and I, and I think George probably agrees with us, but I fully expect him to help a lot. And George just said that. In Phoenix, I mean, he's going to be a kind of smooth over guy, I think, that is just like, buddy, stand there, space the floor for us. And if they're closing out hard, do that one step dribble in and take that long two, and that's it. And so I think he's in a great spot. I think Monty is going to be able to utilize him instantly. I fully expect that to be a pretty meaningful addition for the Phoenix Suns. Not quite as meaningful as the other one that they made, but
fair enough.
Coming in a close second. I think that's a fair question, D. Best bench player in Magic history. You're talking about 34 seasons. There certainly isn't anybody, I think, who jumps to mind who filled that role consistently over the course of a few seasons
J.J. Redick. You have other guys that were great in their role when they did it, but they started, in my opinion, too many games.
See, I lean towards Darryl there only because, listen, Darryl won the Sixth Man of the Year award in the whole league. Granted, it was in a shortened season. And when you look back at his career, he started as a six, you know, he kind of went the opposite of Terrence. He started as a six man,
right,
and then grew into the starter's role. Whereas Terrence, you know, came here as a starter from Toronto and then kind of evolved into the six man role. So it kind of is role reversal for both guys. I lean toward Darryl as the best only because of that, you know, say the 2 years where he was ridiculous coming off the bench and changing the pace and totally. Just doing things for the team that they had him do. So, but yeah, Terrence is definitely, you know, when you look back at it, like you said, it's hard to argue that he's not one of the top two or three. I mean, yeah, easily, because none of those other guys, even those other teams, those Dwight teams, there was no like, all right, first guy off the bench is right. Michael Petras.
And yes,
Michael Petras
correct.
Averages 15 a night. Like, that's not the way those teams were built. So, yeah, Terrence is probably easily
probably
top
up there.
Two or three. Yeah,
if you go by best seasons off the Darryl for sure, and all that, and but the totality of it, maybe it's a fun thing for Magic fans certainly to debate. We find out yesterday, George, that Admiral Schofield's two-way contract is converted to a standard contract. 25-year-old in his third season, hasn't played since January 28th. They can only play 50 games, right? Total of 50 games when you're a two-way guy. So you're kind of now with 23 games left. Ironically, Keyvon Harris has played 27. So theoretically, he could dress and be available for the final 23, if I'm not mistaken, here down the stretch. So if he doesn't have to sit out, somebody's got to sit out. But to my understanding, he could be available for the final 23. But congrats to Admiral Schofield. That's what it's about. You want to get a full-time roster spot. Maybe one comes down the road for Keyvon. And then Goga Bitadze, who had his first couple of practices here the last few days after 4 years with Indiana, he gets to go against his former team on Saturday against the Indiana Pacers. And George, I guess by all accounts, I don't even know if you've met Goga yet, but just a guy that can, hey, it's another project, another opportunity, another big 6'11", 4 years into the NBA that can, you know, maybe find something, maybe strike lightning in a bottle like you did with Bol Bol or some of these other players that you brought in the past.
I think this is a very similar situation to, like you said, Bol Bol. It's a free look at a guy, right?
It's
a free look where it's not, you're not, we have a team option, I believe, for the second year of his deal. So you have the flexibility to where you basically get a free look at Goga in your own facility.
Right.
He could potentially be a backup center or down the line or a third, you know, still be a third center on this team, depending on what other roster moves that we do in the summer. When Mo Bamba got sent off to LA, that obviously opened up a spot because you do need that third big there, and that we did not have that because Mo Wagner has pretty cemented himself into that backup role now
behind great
Wendell Carter Jr. So I think it's a great move, and it really doesn't hurt the Magic in any way. You get a free look at Goga in your own facility. You get to keep your flexibility. You don't lose any of that whatsoever. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits in with this group.
4 years, 170 games with Indiana this year, 21 games, 52% from the floor, 3 points a game. So he gets an opportunity here. So now we look at this guy's 23 games remain, 12 home, 11 away. You got a four-game road trip coming up, right? San Antonio, Phoenix, Clippers, and Lakers. That's not an easy schedule. The strength of schedule remaining, 17th hardest, 13th easiest. I don't know if you make anything out of that, but you're kind of somewhere in the middle of the road, right?
I don't. I'm over strength of schedule.
Exactly.
One injury, and then it changes the entire complexion of the league.
Yeah,
so you're 24. You're 24 and 35. You're a game and a half behind Indy. Right. And that's a big game coming up on Saturday. You're going to have them coming up two games behind Chicago. Man, it was a killer to not pull that one out against Toronto because they now win the season series. And then you get a miraculous comeback by the Washington Wizards on Thursday, right before the All-Star break. Otherwise, you're only down 3.5 to the Washington Wizards. It's now 4.5. Right. So Toronto is 10th. You're 4 games behind them, really 5 because they have the tiebreaker, and you're 4.5 games behind Washington. So you got to make up some ground. Last year, the 10th spot went to Charlotte, who was 43-39. So to get to 43 wins, you got to go 19-4 here down the stretch. I think that's a lot to ask. if it holds up the same as last year. If you got to get 43 wins.
Did you say 19-4?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Can we go ahead and say that that's not going to happen? I would love that to happen, but that's probably not going to happen. We've got to keep this somewhat realistic, right?
That's aggressive, right? So 500, you get it to 500. Just even to get to 500, you're looking at 17-6. So now you started the season 5-20. You've gone 19-15 since then. I think to go 17-6, aggressive also, right? Just to get to 500. That might be your bar. That might be really what you're shooting for. Can you go 17-6? Ideally, right now, the 10th spot is 3 games under 500. If that holds, if number 10 is 3 games under 500, well, you got to go 14-9 down the stretch.
Now we're talking.
Now that's more my liking. Yes.
Right.
I can take 14-9.
You've gone 19-15 in your last third. So are we looking at about a combination of 14-9, 15-8, somewhere around there where we can maybe make a realistic push for this thing?
I'm going to say something. You guys are going to call me a loser.
You're a loser.
We've already got to hear you say it first. You got to hear me say it first. We've already won. This is all I wanted. I just wanted meaningful games out of the All-Star break. I just wanted Dante to be detailing what we have to do, right? I mean, to be in the conversation. Yes, absolutely. In the hunt, like they say in the NFL, lurking, right? I just want these games to matter. I don't want to be spending the next 23 games getting a look at Goga Bitadze, and that is no offense to Goga Bitadze.
Solely looking, exactly.
And I'm sure we will. And I think it's a good place to be where you're able to sort of do both this time of year. But I just, you know, heading into the month of March, I just didn't want it to be, you know, get me to April 9th. I think that we're already in a good situation. Obviously, that 5-20 start killed you a little bit. Now you do have a little bit of a steep hill to climb. But I just think this step in the growth of our young players and of our coaching staff, too. You know, Coach Mosley coming down the stretch and preparing game plans for very, very meaningful games, I think is all a win, and it's all obviously a step in the right direction for this group.
I cannot agree with this any 2,000%. This is exactly what these players need. They need to know what it's like coming into March to know that they're stepping on the floor and the game matters.
Yes.
We haven't 100%. Had that with this group. Paolo is experiencing it as a rookie, right? So he doesn't know any better. But there's a lot of guys on that roster that have not experienced this at all. And it's very, very, I can't stress it enough how important it is that you're going into March, you're going into April, and you're just not mailing it in. You have a purpose. There's a reason for you to step into the building. There's a reason for you to come into work.
That's right.
Listen, a lot of these games that you just touched on, we have Indiana right out the gates here on Saturday night. That's an enormous game for the Magic. I don't know if we're going to get there only because of the hole that we dug ourselves in early on. And that should also show these guys when the season ends, right?
Yes.
Wherever this falls at the end, April 9th, right? Say we're in, we're not in, we're in the play-in, whatever. You're going to look back on this and go, all 82 games matter. Every
Correct.
Game that you go out there matters because you kind of messed up there in the first 25 games of the season. You know, you can look back, oh, well, we missed the playoffs by 4 games. Well, if we didn't go 5-20, maybe we just went 9-16, right? Like every game matters. And that can show these guys that there's tangible things to reach for that they haven't experienced yet. You know, Chuma Okeke has not experienced any of this. Cole Anthony has
Correct.
Not experienced
Correct.
Any of this. Franz Wagner, Mo Wagner. I mean, we have a slew of guys on this roster that are going to get a taste of just what it means to play meaningful basketball down the stretch. And I'm with Jake, not to say that you don't want to make the play-in or the playoffs, because obviously that's everybody's goal that works for the team is to get to the end. But the fact that we're in a position with this group to play in some meaningful games down the stretch is enormous. It's enormous.
Well, and I think
enormous
we all,
for Jamal, like Jake said, the
absolutely.
Coaching staff too. It's enormous for him.
Well, and this is the final thing. We've only got a minute left here in the podcast. But I think the big thing is we all said at the beginning of the season, right? We all said at the beginning of the season, if we could be 2, 3, 4 games out going into the final few weeks, we're going to do that, right?
Yep.
We're going to be in that conversation. That's what we've asked for. Won 22 games last year. Vegas had you at 26.5. You're sitting at 24. no matter what you do, is going to be exponentially better than what everybody predicted for you this year. And you're going to get all those valuable experiences down the stretch. So, guys, let's have fun. Let's enjoy these last 23. And let's let these guys get this valuable experience here down the stretch.
I'm ready.
Me too.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. That'll do it for the latest installment of Orlando Magic Pod Squad Magic Back at It Thursday on Bally Sports Florida and on 96.9 The Game.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.